Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Databook, a Chief Healthcare Executive podcast. My name is Skylar Jeremias, and I'm an assistant editor at CHE. Today, I will be joined by Scott Giordano, JD, Vice President and Senior Counsel of Privacy and Compliance at Spirion, a computer software company that specializes in data security. We discussed whether the data collected on our phones, especially healthcare data, is truly safe and what's being done to protect it. We also talked about the risks posed by fake COVID-19 vaccine passports and what consumers need to be aware of before submitting their medical information into these applications. So to start us off, what sort of personal data are our phones collecting on us and how is it being used?
Well, there's a couple things that are consistently being collected. And I'm going to cite an excellent study that was done last year called Out of Control. And your listeners may be familiar with it. This was the Norwegian Consumer Council, which is an organ of the government of Norway, commissioned this study on exactly what information is being collected on mobile devices. And a couple things. The big three, that's not terribly surprising, IP address, GPS coordinates, and advertising ID. Those are consistently collected among just about every single app. Then you have secondary things that are collected, like, for example, your Wi-Fi location and information about your Wi-Fi access spot. Your device ID, most, if not all, IDs have at least one. So your cell phone has probably two device IDs, two different ones, like your electronic serial number, for example. Those are being collected. In some other cases, gender and age are being collected, depending on what you've put into the app. So there's just some examples, but then there's more. Dating apps are probably the most notorious. Dating apps tend to collect all kinds of intimate data and share it. This is more important. It's not just collecting the data, which you would expect. They're actually sharing it. So access to questions about your political views, about sexuality, and so forth. So there's a lot of data that's being collected from mobile devices, and probably a lot more than the average person realizes.
Why is our data so easily accessible to hackers and corporations? Are policymakers to blame, or is this a consumer oversight?
Well, it's definitely not a consumer oversight. I don't think consumers really appreciate what's happening with their data. I don't think they understand the implications of what's being collected, but put that aside for a moment. Bad guys, like any other bad guys, go where the money is. And there's a lot to be said for getting personal information, for using it to just grab, for example, bank account information and go break into people's bank accounts, but more importantly, reselling it on the dark web. That kind of thing. All of that is really where the value is for regular criminals. And then for state actors, the value is in finding intelligence agents and so forth and advancing statecraft. So there's different reasons why this is such a problem, but it's largely due to the just porosity of these devices and how easy it is to get information and how easy it is to steal it. And there's really no national impetus at this point, and there hasn't been for the last 20 years, to really have a robust data protection law. There's just very little out there that's protecting us.
What does this vulnerability mean for the future of digital healthcare tools, such as telehealth platforms, health insurance apps, and future vaccine passports? How can this data be used to hurt consumers?
It's bad news, in my view, because all of the information I just described earlier applies with equal weight to healthcare apps, whether it's COVID tracing apps or it's quote unquote regular healthcare apps. In fact, one of the apps that was evaluated in the Out of Control study was a menstruation app, tracking app. And so that's the kind of stuff that's already in play. It's not even so much a future problem, it's a now problem. And that data is being shared very willy-nilly, if you will, with third parties. That there's an entire ecosystem, for example, of advertisers that get a hold of this information and can do a very good job of redirecting ads towards those users without actually having to know who they are.
Now, some experts have raised concerns over fake COVID-19 vaccine passports that are not HIPAA compliant, which could potentially put consumers at risk of volunteering their vaccine information to identity thieves. What can consumers keep a lookout for to ensure that they aren't giving their information to the wrong individuals?
It's a big problem, and here it's a twin problem because, as your listeners probably know, HIPAA doesn't really apply to government agencies. It's geared towards covered entities. So if a government entity is sponsoring the COVID app, it's one set of problems. If it's not sponsored, if it's sponsored by just a private entity, you have another set because you don't have any way to vet those folks. So I have to say to your listeners, I'd be very reluctant to share information with just some app unless there's wide acceptance that that app's been vetted. And there's really no organization to vet it. That's the problem. Again, all of this is just being done so randomly, if you will. There's been about 500 or so COVID tracing apps that have been created since the COVID happened. And there's really not very good regulation about what data is being collected, what's being used, how it's being sold to protect it. It's the Wild West.
Is any of our data truly secure? Even data from apps that are HIPAA compliant or encrypted?
No. It's not. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's not. There is so little control over this. And it's, as I said earlier, it's the Wild West. I don't see any of this changing anytime soon either. It just seems that there's no impetus at federal level anyway to make any changes here. There's a lot of talk, of course, but from what I'm seeing on the ground, there's no change anytime soon that I can see is going to happen. Encryption is important. And it's necessary, but it's not sufficient because the problem with encrypted data is it has to be decrypted at some point in order to be useful. And the question is, great, when it's decrypted, what kind of controls do you have in place? And suppose that you've protected the data, but then you've sold it to a third party without really vetting them. And if that sounds like I'm talking about Facebook vis-a-vis Cambridge Analytica, that's exactly what I am. If you license the data to a third party and you're not vetting them, or perhaps there's warning signs that they're doing bad things and you're really not bringing the hammer down on them, then encryption doesn't really help you.
How can consumers better protect their data, especially regarding healthcare data?
Really, don't give healthcare data to anyone that you don't absolutely have to. I do the bare minimum that I do because I just know, one, that these apps tend to talk to one another. So I tend to avoid apps for healthcare data. I'll go directly to my healthcare provider's website. I'll put in whatever I need to put in there and I'll do all of that there. But even that, I mean, healthcare providers get hit so often with ransomware or they're just out theft. And then that becomes part on the black market. So unfortunately, less is more when it comes to sharing healthcare data. I just would not trust apps at this point. And I know there's an impetus to have things like contact tracing and all that, but I'm not sure the benefit has been worth the price.
What should policymakers be doing to better ensure that their constituents' data is protected?
What we need a federal level cybersecurity law. This is what's interesting is I hear a lot of talk about, well, we need to have a federal level privacy law, but right now we can't even handle security. So having no security to speak of at the federal level and expecting privacy to somehow be okay to be addressed later, it's just not going to work. We need a federal level cybersecurity law and we don't have anything like that. And that's the problem. And until we fix that, all this other discussion is really pointless.
And lastly, do you have any concluding thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think folks realize how bad things are out there. There's just so much of our personal data is exposed on a daily basis, and we have very little control over it. And government agencies really have done a very poor job. I mean, we're slowly getting traction on this, but it may be another decade or so before we get to any semblance of control over our personal information.
Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of Databook. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Chief Health Exec and on LinkedIn and Facebook. Until next time, I'm your host, Skylar Jeremias.